Hi, empaths, artists, healers, and alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. It's been a minute. I wanted to record an episode today about the darker moments of life and how do we navigate them. You know, I feel like on a spiritual path, I did a lot of bypassing. I didn't want to acknowledge that pain is a natural part of life and that we will walk through darker moments, darker times. And there are gifts in those times as well. You know, it does provide contrast to those moments of joy and celebration. In fact, what would happiness be if we didn't have times of sadness? Would we even know the difference? Would we be able to discern? And I feel like walking through difficult times, instead of avoiding or escaping, which has been a learning curve for me as an artist, as a healer, right, as an empath, I wanted to heal others in my stead. You know, I thought if I could just provide inspiration or healing or light to enough people, it would heal me in the process. And that wasn't really 100% the case. I learned techniques and tools and connected more to things that I wasn't willing to look at in myself through other people, right? When we talk about archetypes, they either show up externally or internally for us. And so when these less than desirable archetypes showed up outside of me, it was easier to work with them. I wasn't quite willing to look at them within myself, right? Whether that be a saboteur, right? It was easier to sort of play a victim, which is another archetype. It was easier to play the victim of a saboteur than to acknowledge my own tendencies to self-sabotage. It was easier to sort of dream away reality than make real concrete changes, right? And in that sense, I was lopsided. There was an imbalance. I had to acknowledge, you know, that, you know, there is dark while still celebrating the light, right? And affirm the balance there. Acknowledge my human tendencies, my human nature, but still align to my higher self, self with a capital S, the self connected to spirit and oneness. And I think, you know, on the empathic journey and spiritual path, it was easier for me to connect to oneness. It was easier. And of course, that's because of that adaptation as an empath to really be more connected to what's outside of me than internally. And, you know, learning myself through the darker times, being there for myself, you know, being present to my own pain. Those were the times I really got to know myself. I really got to understand what I was made of and what it really took to heal. There are moments where the pain is so overwhelming, the temptation to fall into despair is so pervasive. But it's never permanent. You know, if you're walking through a dark time in life right now, take heart that as everything else, it's impermanent. I read a quote by Glennon Doyle today. She said, "Yesterday, I was overwhelmed and so sad for no reason at all. Just in the depths of despair. I'm paraphrasing here. And then today, I'm happy and joyful and excited for no reason at all. So don't give up in those times of sadness and grief and darkness and difficulty, right? Because they might come on for no reason, but so does happiness and joy, and you never know where it's going to lead. And maybe just don't hold on so tightly to the suffering, right? The reason pain turns into suffering is because we attach. We make things mean things that maybe they don't have any meaning at all, right? We want to attach meaning and make sense of things. But if we can give up that process and become more neutral to the stimuli around us and not give it too much meaning, that's actually a more powerful place to be. Can we just experience reality as it is? And not come out of ourselves, right? And anchoring meaning to things. That's really what a trigger is, isn't it? It's something that triggers us. And then we sort of time travel back to a place where we felt powerless or felt depressed or felt trapped and without hope, right? Or traumatized. But we could also, you know, open up our hands and let go and release and let it flow. Everything in life is impermanent. So we need to celebrate and cherish those moments of joy, of connection, of love, of, you know, victory. Knowing that they won't last forever, really cherishing that, being present to it, but also using that idea of impermanence in the times of pain, of suffering, of weakness, right? When we don't really think we can get out of bed or go on. Even the darkest tragedies, you know, of our lives will come to an end. And what a beautiful gift to walk through and see the other side, right? And forever have the contrast, right? So if you're going through a really dark time, it seems like it's the darkest time you ever had. Know that it's impermanent, that things will shift and move and change, evolve. And it could be as soon as the next moment. And hold on and keep going. You know, if you need any support, reach out to the people that you can trust and love, and, you know, your loved ones. I'm here if you need healing work. Session work, right? So an energetic support to those harder times, those trials. And I feel like it's time we're more honest about that. That life comes with hardship. It's not a cakewalk, right? There are hard times. And I think in today's world of, you know, social media posts, we like to put a filter on life and make it as bright as possible and paint a picture that it's always happy, we're always in a good place, that there's always hope, right? The sun's always shining. But there are times of darkness too. And that's part of life as well. And that builds character, discernment, wisdom, and contrast so that we can really celebrate those times of grace and happiness, togetherness, and joy. And I don't know who needed to hear that, but I hope that that touches part of you that needed some support or words of encouragement today. And I'm thinking of you, sending you love, healing energy, streams of grace. And from my spirit to yours, I feel you. I'll see you in the next one.